Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for July is Spectrum, which is a newly formed charity. And I'm joined in the studio by one of its founders, Justin Heron. Justin, hi.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having us in today.
No, you're welcome. Now, tell me about Spectrum and how it all started.
Okay, so Spectrum's kind of maybe about 10 years' work in the process, really. So Spectrum's only existed for a little over 3 months now.
Right.
But we have quite a big plan for the next few years already. And it brings together a lot of parents that have got children with additional needs and allows us to create events and support for, you know, other families in that position in the Cambridge area.
Okay, when you say different needs, are we talking across a range of things?
So we cover quite a broad spectrum, hence the name ties in quite nicely. So we have quite a big following in terms of children that have autism.
Okay.
That covers a lot of additional needs, such things as ADHD, different forms of dyspraxia, a lot of the things that get picked up as children kind of go through school. But that also goes right through to physical disabilities, children that have been injured in trauma or through birth, or, you know, circumstances that have happened later in life to them.
Okay. Now, presumably then, you formed a charity because there's a need in the market. So explain, if you would, what it was that prompted you to step in and set up a charity. What was the gap that you needed to fill?
Sure. So I come from a background. My little boy is autistic. We quickly realised when we started our journey about 10 years ago that once you've done the whole clinical diagnosis, you've got some clarity on what's in front of you, that it's kind of a little beyond that. And it's not just a case of for the child, but the whole family unit that supports that child as well. So there are programmes out there where your child can go with mum or dad for a day or a few hours. But we didn't really buy into that because it's about having your grandparents. It's about the siblings. It's about everyone else that is around your child day to day and even elements of school. So we quickly realised that there was so much more to be done. And we didn't want to wait for that to happen. We decided to make it happen ourselves.
Okay. When you say that, it's interesting you say that, you know, that you're talking about a child almost being treated in isolation by the other services. And what you're trying to do is actually go, no. This is just one part of family life. Is that right?
That is absolutely spot on. So two of the biggest things we are about is inclusion and isolation. A lot of families that have children with additional needs can experience quite a wide range of stress levels, to say the least. And we quickly realised that can, you know, very, very rapidly affect mental well-being, not just of the child, but also the parents and everyone else around them trying to cope with this, feeling very isolated. We see people kind of withdraw from their social lives a little bit more and have lots of concerns that way. And on the inclusion side, we know there's also children that wish to do so many different things, experience new opportunities, but maybe the confidence isn't there. And by us doing dedicated events, we can provide children with a little bit more time, a little bit more repetition, and work with venues more closely on a one-to-one basis because they're just as keen to help in the area as well.
So, as I understand it, then what you're doing is you're creating experiences and creating activities that children with additional needs can take part in, and as well as the families. And so, give me some examples of the sort of things you're looking to do.
Sure. So, again, Spectrum comes into it once more. We support children in terms of children's activities. We support family units where mum, dad, siblings, nan and granddad can all get involved. But we also look at some options for giving those parents and carers additional time. So we do adults-only events or more respite events just to give those people a little bit more time and also be around other families that are in exactly the same position, feeling exactly the same pains. So it's quite broad. We cover things from dining experiences. We've got Fawlty Towers coming up at the Hilton Hotel at the end of September. We do more traditional things like zoo experiences, working with ZSL, Woburn, those kind of places. And we do other stuff that's more low-key. We work with a lot of the places and venues around Cambridge where we can do sport or where we can have a private experience like at the National Trust Centres or in one of the local pubs where we know the children are secure, we know that families can be there, have a good chat, but it's completely Spectrum on the day and they can just take it as it comes.
Because I guess that is the problem, isn't it? A lot often with children affected in this way, it's noises or darkness, anything that's not a sort of comforted, cosseted, controlled environment can trigger
very
problems,
very true.
Can so trigger reactions.
A lot of the work we do is sensory based.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to winter lights at Anglesey Abbey, for example, we have the experience of all their beautiful grounds, all beautifully lit, which is, you know, really, really comforting to some of these children. Absolutely fascinated with the different light displays. It's very, very calm, tranquil, especially in an evening. That's a really, really great way of kind of, you know, relaxing kids that are in that position. And it goes on to other things. So we work with a lot of entertainment and theatre places. We work with KD on all the pantos that happen around Cambridge. And again, we can provide an experience, which is what we call autism friendly. We can play around with the sound. We can take out some of the special effects. We can do things like just adjust the lighting a little bit, just to make it a little bit more comfortable. And we take that same experience to places like Cineworld, just watching a film. We see a lot of families that never even dared go to a cinema before because they're worried about what their child would do, how it would impact on somebody else's viewing experience, whereas we can control all of that.
So it must be a lovely feeling for families to be able to do that, to go to the cinema, and if, you know, little Johnny or little Katie gets up and starts wandering around, it's not the end of the world, is it?
Exactly. And I think to begin with, you'll see some people that kind of do worry about that a little bit. It really doesn't matter. Everybody's been there before and they quickly embrace that. And it's just such a positive win so quickly for the families. You sense relief in a lot of people. Not only do they get to enjoy the film or whatever experience you put on, but they're relaxed in doing so. There's no stress. It's no absolutely dying to get out the door and get home.
No.
We can alleviate most of
that. Everybody gets to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like a really good project. When you first thought of the idea, how many of you got together to do this and how did you start it up?
Okay, so we have now, we have a lot of the team have been experienced in and around children with additional needs for probably the best part of 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of experience there. A lot of the team comes from backgrounds that either worked in the corporate world, so we have good skill sets there. We have a lot of teachers, TAs, people like that, so they're hands-on with kids every day of the week, realizing exactly what these children go through, how they try to conform at school, maybe act a little bit differently out of school. And we've got a team of around 15 at present, but we're still going on, it's still growing, we're bringing in more services and looking at loads more different skill sets. So over the next 18 months we'll probably see the team double very, very quickly.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying you've got a team of about 15 people. Are you kind of like a self-help group where actually you've all got together and you've all got children and it's that way? Or if somebody's listening and going, that's what I need, are they able to get involved? If so, how do they do that?
Okay, that's exactly kind of what we do. So we have a team of 15 and that's kind of come about organically. We have a lot of parents, a lot of the team were parents that have children in this position and have maybe spent some time on that journey and are in a position they want to give back to other families that are just starting out or finding their way or trying to gather information. And around that, we've been able to bring in corporate skills, event skills, teachers, everyone that's kind of got a really, really good broad spectrum of working with children with additional needs or disabilities. So when we bring all that together, we are a little bit more than a self-help group. We have a private community that members can speak to other families in. We really believe in peer support, as well as speak to the team if they're unsure about an event, unsure about some support that they've been offered, or in fact have an idea that they'd perhaps like us to, you know, bring to life in some shape or form. But getting set up as a member is really simple. Everything goes primarily through our website at spectrum.org.uk. People can register as a member there for free. We do a simple membership process where we get a little bit background on the family, the kind of things they're experiencing, the child's needs, what's kind of troubling them day to day, which helps us tailor events to you know, families on a wider range.
Okay. What sort of age would a child be before they can get involved?
Sure. So we cover primarily 0 to 18.
Okay.
We follow many different school patterns. We follow many forms of the NHS guidance. So in some situations, families become aware of things may not be all right even before a child is born. We can start giving guidance as early as that. But what you'll normally find is that with a child going through the school process or working with the NHS, we live in a day and age where people need data. So they're waiting for the child to grow a little bit, complete certain tasks at school, find out how they respond to those tasks. So we see a lot of children between the ages of 5 and 13, which is that kind of gone through nursery, trying to get into the school system or finishing the school system and preparing for secondary school. So in between there is probably the vast majority of the children that we support, but between 0 and 4 is a rising number.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Year on year, we gain a little bit more knowledge and we can, you know, try and help a little bit earlier.
Okay. And geographically, you're based in Cambridge. Yep. What sort of service area do you have?
So primarily focuses around Cambridge, extending out to, you know, we're surrounded by so many beautiful little villages and schools across the Ely, across the Newmarket. But the nature of what we do is organic. So we may well support a family in Cambridge, for example, but they may have a sister in Norwich that's in exactly the same right. position. So word of mouth spreads. We see calls already coming in from the Norfolk coast, Bedfordshire, down to the outskirts of London, as far north as Durham, because obviously, you know, family spread across
family
the country,
spreads, yeah.
As well as other service providers giving us a kind mention.
Okay. What's your kind of, when you set this up, it must be a real trick, isn't it? Because you're kind of concentrating on getting the thing up and running, and as you're saying, there's kind of an immediate need there. But what's your longest term aim?
Okay, so it is very much about strategy and not being able to, you know, run before we can walk. We've all got a lot of experience in this. It's not brand new to us by any stretch of the imagination. So right now we're working on specialised events, some more of a regular nature, some very, very different, and also supporting mum, dad, carers a little bit more. Long term, what we're really, really after, and we've seen a really great corporate backing, is to deliver a dedicated building.
Right.
On the edge of Cambridge, where people can get involved more and more. We'll be able to work with families or speak to families more privately while the children are at school, for example, deliver workshops, and also at child level, work more around technology. We love technology. We have a lot of children that we work with, absolutely 100% sure they're going to be YouTubers when they grow up. So there's loads of ways that we can work around media, photography, light, video, all of this, which is hugely interesting to all of us.
Excellent. Well, look, it's been great to meet you, Justin. I'm sure over the next few weeks we're going to find out lots more about the projects you've got in mind and events that are coming up.
No, thank you. Really excited. And,
so it's spectrum.org.uk?
Spectrum.org.uk.
Lovely. Justin, thanks for coming in.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.